Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 21:34, Johannesburg 20:30, Mbombela 19 op na 29 grade.
Op die paaie groot probleme. Daar is 'n ongelukstoneel in Roodepoort op die N1 Suid, net voor die Albertina Sisulu weg afrit. Die verkeer is stadig vanaf Beyersnoede, maar daar is eintlik vertragings daar in beide rigtings. Op hierdie stadium kyk jy na oor die 45 minute se vassit.
Ons begin met slegte nuus. Die minister van elektrisiteit en energie, Hosiens Ramagopa, het bevestig dat fase 3 beerdkrag vanaf 5 uur vanmiddag vir die res van die naweek toegepas sal word. Dis weens beplande instandhouding en onbeplande onderbrekings. Hy het aan die media gesê Eskom vul reserve aan om verdere ontwrigtinge te voorkom.
We got hit by a perfect storm. So what is that perfect storm? We had the units out for planned maintenance. Of course, it's a very sad moment. We would have wanted the situation where we said it's a year without load shedding.
Die organisasie teen belastingmisbruik sê intussen Suid-Afrikaners betaal steeds te veel vir elektrisiteit, ondanks laer as verwagte prysstygings. Tariewe sal vanaf April met 12,7% styg, wat veel laer is as Eskom se aansoek vir meer as 36%. Uitvoerende hoof, Wayne Devenage.
This reduction is good, but in reality, it is still 3 times the inflation rate. We don't get a sense that NERSA have applied their minds across a number of other fronts. We've seen the auditor General's report coming out scathing around the maladministration and the excessive costs that shouldn't be there.
Die EFF se leier Julius Malema sê die party is gereed vir 'n oorwinning in 2026 se plaaslike regeringsverkiesing. Hy het tydens die 3de nasionale volksvergadering lede aangemoedig om voorkeur te gee aan onbaatsigtigheid. Malema het ook teen faksies gewaarsku.
In the city of Tshwane, the EFF MMCs have been working tirelessly to ensure that the city is clean and that there is a provision of clean drinking water. And over the past month, for the first time, the people of Hammanskraal had clean drinking water.
Nou na Noordwes, waar nog 5 onwettige mynwerkers in hegtenis geneem is, nadat hulle by die Margate Shaft in Stilfontein tot die oppervlak gekom het. 2 van die onwettige mynwerkers het woensdag tot die oppervlak gekom en 3 ander gister. Meer as 2000 vermeende onwettige mynwerkers is sedert Augustus verlede jaar in hegtenis geneem. Polisie woordvoerder Sabata Makwamone.
They comprise of 3 Zimbabwe and 2 Mozambique undocumented foreign nationals, all facing charges of illicit mining and contravention of the Immigration Act of 2002. The Valom Godi operations to address illicit mining and related crimes continue.
En Afrika-leiers en wêreldwye beleggers berei voor vir gesprekke oor die bevordering van volhoubare ontwikkelingsprojekte om klimaatsverandering te bespreek. Afrika se groen ekonomie beraad word in Februarie weer in Kaapstad aangebied. Ek is Chanel Septima, top story at the South Electricity Minister Hosiens Ramagopa says the power utility has been hit by a perfect storm with the return of load shedding.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock. It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is the weekend.
Take my breath.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world, this is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.